Thank you for choosing Garch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, is the $69.99 a month still available?
The $69.99 a month? For what level of service, sir?
The 1 gig.
Yes, that is actually our standard price for our 1 gig internet.
And how long will that be on for?
So that price right now is guaranteed for 2 years. It may extend past that. Right now we do not know.
Okay, and how long will that price be there for that?
For the foreseeable future, right now we haven't heard from our marketing department whether or not that price is changing at any time in the near future, or at all. That might be the price we have permanently.
Okay. Well, I'd like to get it and get set up, which is...
Oh, sure. I would be very glad to help you with that. Can I get your name real quick, sir?
Joe.
Joe? How's it going today, Joe?
Good, buddy.
Fantastic. Yeah, I could be very glad to help get you set up with service. Can I get your street address as well?
211 Fox Hall Avenue, Foxhall. My last name is Fuoco, Fuoco.
All right. And what city is your address in?
Kingston, New York, 12401.
Thank you very much, Joe. I'm getting that up right now. You said Foxhall Avenue?
Yes.
Fantastic. And you're looking, is this a home or business?
Home.
For home. All righty.
They're just planting a pole right in front of my house, so it'll be good.
Yeah, and it does look like service is available in your area, so we're very happy to get that set up for you. And you said you wanted the 1 gig internet, so I'm very happy to get that started for you. Can I ask you a quick question about how large is your home?
What's that?
How large is your home?
It's a two-story house with a basement. But everything's in the middle, pretty much, you know, for as far as the internet, you know, the TV and all that's right in the middle.
Okay, no worries. I was just asking about a rough size about your home, because sometimes larger homes may need additional Wi-Fi extenders. You don't have to get them right now, but if you'd like to in the near future, you can always give us a call back if you're seeing any kind of drop off in your service, and we'd be happy to get you set up to get those running and operating for you and get those out to you as soon as possible.
Compared to what I have right now, that'll probably be like lightning.
No worries about
but,
that.
How far outside the house will that reach with the Wi-Fi?
So our standard Wi-Fi signal usually extends at about 500 to 600 feet for good usable range from wherever your gateway, the modem router, is situated at in your home. So it can
be plenty good.
Okay, no worries there.
Because I wrench on cars now and then, and I had the phone with the, you know, the internet looking at stuff. So that shouldn't be no problem. That would be great.
Fantastic. Do you need home phone service with us as well?
No, I have a cell phone.
Most people do these days as well. All righty. So I have your address as 211 Foxhall Avenue in Kingston, New York, 12401. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Fantastic. Is your billing address different from your service address?
Nope, all the same.
Fantastic. And can you spell your first name for me, just so we have it for our records?
J-O-E.
And your last name?
F as in Frank, U-O-C-O.
And what's a good email address for you, Joe?
Let's see. Joe Fuoco, all small letters, 042@gmail.com.
What's the numbers one more time?
Joe Fuoco, J-O-E-F-U-O-C-O. And then, and they're all small, 042@gmail.com.
And the number you're calling me at, is that a good phone number to reach you at? 845-594-7110?
Yep.
All right.
You got it.
Fantastic, Joe. Thank you very much. Now, we have a couple of options we can use to contact you. Would you like to be contacted by phone, email, or text?
Just phone. You can call me anytime.
All right. I do have a small disclaimer I have to read out to you for our phone communications. Do you agree to receive phone calls, which may include automated or pre-recorded messages from Archtop Fiber and its agents or vendors at the phone number you provided? You may revoke this consent at any time, and consent is not a condition for purchase.
Sure.
Awesome. Now, to just go over a little bit of what we're getting you set up for today. So this is for home residential for 1 gig internet. You don't need any Wi-Fi extenders right now. You may in the future, but you don't know just yet, so no worries there. You're not looking to get any kind of phone service.
No.
Your address is 211 Foxhall Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. You do own your home, and your billing address is not isn't different from your billing address. Is that all correct?
Right. All the same.
Fantastic. Now, as part of our process for getting services set up, we do need to run a small credit check. It's just a soft credit check. It's not a hard one. We're just getting a couple pieces of information to determine you are who you say you are and determine whether or not you are required to pay a minimum deposit. You can opt out of this at any time, but you will be required to pay that $50 minimum deposit. Would you like to run that credit check today?
Sure.
Thank you. Let me grab a couple pieces of information from your file, and I will be very glad to get that run from you. And when I'm ready, I'll let you know when I need that, because I will need your social security number just so I can run it, just so you are aware. We're not pulling any kind of information. We're literally just looking to check to see how your payment history is and stuff, and that's what we use as a determination whether or not we need to.
It's here every month. It comes in and it leaves.
No worries. I'm just pulling that information right now over from your order.
Uh-huh.
FUOCO. Phone number is still there. And go ahead with that social security number whenever you're ready, Joe.
074-64-8651.
Thank you very much for that, Joe. It's processing right now. It should just be just a moment or two.
Yeah.
It's saying that there is a small issue. And it is saying that a $50 deposit would be required. It's saying no record. It could be possibly that it's because it's Joe is a shortened name. Is your legal name Joseph?
Put Joseph in.
Yeah,
yeah,
let me
put Joseph.
Let me get a new
actually
request.
Actually, put Joseph A. Yeah, Joseph A. My bad. I'm sorry.
No worries there, Joe. I'm just gonna redo this one more time, so give me 1 second while I get that information back in there.
Sure.
And
A is the middle initial.
Can you spell Joseph for me, Jez? Because that's a lot of people. I've heard it spelled so many different ways.
J-O-S-E-P-H.
You said J-O-S, as in Sam?
S. S in Sam.
So J-O-S.
E-P-H.
E-P-H. Thank you very much. F-U.
And A is the middle initial if you need it.
I did get that in. And go ahead with your social security number one more time for me, Joe.
074-64-8651.
Thank you very much for that, Joe. No, I'm still getting it. Still getting the same issue. It's saying that there was. It's saying that you have no credit history.
No credit history. How could that be? I pay bills every month.
Well, paying bills is slightly different than having a credit history. But it is saying that a $50 deposit is required.
All right, no problem.
All right.
You want that on a credit card?
We can use a card to pay for that. Yes, I just need to get this information over and into this real quick so we can take care of that. And so you want the price of $69.99. So to get that, we need to do what's known as paperless billing and automatic payments. Those automatic payments for that $10 off does need to come out of a bank account. So would you like to run that? Would you like to run that through your bank? Just to get that full $10.
This card is through. It's through my bank.
Well, we actually have to use what's known as an ACH bank debit. We can't use a debit or credit card that actually has a different price point that only reduces the price by $5 for what the cost is, because that $69.99 price is the price of our 1 gig internet minus the paperless billing and auto pay discount that you get. So that's the price you'd be getting.
So,
for the ACH payments, all I'll need is it will require a routing number and your account number. After that, everything else is kind of smooth sailing from there.
Okay, 1 minute here.
Take your time, Joe.
All right, let me give you the account number. Ready?
I'm ready for that, Joe.
Account number is 14936, checking.
And what's the routing number for your bank?
In the checkbook now.
No worries. And you might have a couple extra digits more than the five you provided with me for your account number.
Wow.
So I'm ready whenever you are, Joe.
Which one of these, this big number is going to be the routing number on the check?
So on the check, you're going to notice at the very bottom of the check, you're going to notice a weird symbol, a set of numbers, another weird symbol, and then another set of numbers. And then the last four digits you're going to see on that bottom are going to correlate the check number up in the upper right-hand corner to the actual number in that string. So what I need from you first is I need the numbers in the first set of numbers that are there.
All right, the first set of numbers. Mm-hmm. The very first set, right?
Yep.
2-2. Let me see here. All right, 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
1-9-7-6. 2-2-7.
That should be for an Ulster FCU?
Ulster Federal Credit Union.
Yep.
Albany Avenue, Kingston.
Yep, I do see that. And the next set of numbers, they should end in that 14936 or have it within that. What is that full list of numbers right there?
From the 1? 149.
Mm-hmm.
Which you want from the 149 you said?
So after the last seven, is there like an interesting little character there? It doesn't look like a number really. It's like a couple of blocks, and then you have another string of numbers.
Yes.
I need that second string of numbers. I need that second string of numbers.
Okay, 105.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Mm-hmm.
0000.
So it's showing 1057 with four zeros?
Yes.
All right. And that's what's on your check? That's the full number?
And then 149366, and then another one of them little things, and then the check number after that.
Don't worry about that. I think I got it. And you said it is for checking?
Yes.
Fantastic. And do you authorize us to do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
Fantastic. Do you want to add a nickname to this account as well? You don't have to. It's just an option. It gives us an extra layer of security when you call in us for us to verify your account.
Yeah, Tika. T-E-K-A.
And do you want to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Joe.
So you just take it out each month?
It'll come out every month, yeah. And you won't be charged except for the initial $50 that's going to be processed today for the credit check that didn't pass. But your actual bill will not be charged until your services are installed.
Okay. So, and I wait before I disconnect cable company?
I've got a whole nother set of little things I need to let you know before we end. There are authorizations in our disclosures. So if you're ready for that, I'm going to let you know about those right now. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of installation. Currently, they've been doing it on the same day, so just be aware they may be doing that. You don't need to be home for the drop if they do it the day prior, but you will need to be home for the day of your installation. If required, the temporary drop may be laid on the ground and will help coordinate to have that cable permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have
a poles right there, it'd be easy.
They may do an aerial. What they usually do is they'll follow the line, the electricity line. So if you have your power comes in overhead, they'll follow that cable and they'll do it overhead. So don't worry about that. If you do have a current provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection and wait until your fiber surfaces have been installed before you cancel with them.
No problem.
The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by us here at Archtop Fiber is property of us here at Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us. And Archtop reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 fine per unit not returned in the required time frame. For any questions,
I don't blame you guys.
Yeah, it's a little expensive. For any questions you may have,
the old modems, they're not usable, right? Because it's different with the fiber optic.
Yes, we do have we actually do have a modem that we utilize that's very, very well suited for our services. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at www.archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You don't have to worry about paying your bill. You're doing the automatic payments. It's just for information if you need it. And you are automatically enrolled.
Do they send you an email when they're, also about your billing?
Yep. So you'll get a paperless. You'll get an email invoice when.
Oh, good. Okay.
Don't worry about that. And you are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yeah, no problem. We're good.
Fantastic. So after we complete all of this, you're going to receive two emails. The first email is going to be an outline of the order we just completed. It's going to tell you the type of service you have. And here in a moment, when we get through the scheduling, after we schedule it, it'll let you know when your scheduled appointment is for your installation. The second email you're going to receive is actually going to be your invite link to log into your Archtop Fiber online account. It's just going to be a quick little brief, hey, here's your token. Go ahead and sign in with us. Here's your temporary password. Create a permanent one, and then you're accessed there.
Cool.
So how did you hear about us here at Archtop Fiber?
These guys are out in front of my house. Like I said, planting a pole. And I got the thing in the mail there saying, you know, my brother knew about it, but he, you know, because he used to work out there where your office is.
Yeah, no worries there.
And then I got stuff in the mail, archtop fiber.
Yeah. So I will say you received direct mail for that one. Is there anything our installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried wire, septic tanks, anything?
No, but I could show them the shortest way to get it in and route it.
our technicians usually are really good about doing that. They'll listen to where you think it might go, and then they'll look and verify that with you. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. But I'm saying, like, I know there's a few spots where the cable came in already.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just I'll be here anyway. I'm here all the time.
So do you have any comments, questions, or concerns you'd like to address with us today?
Nope. Just when the man comes, I'll be here. I'll be ready.
All right. I'm getting that place for you right now.
And not a problem, you know. I'm looking forward to not having my stuff die and skip and wait for the circle to go around no more.
No worries. I'm looking through right now. So the earliest time we'll have available to actually get your service installed will be Monday the 8th. We have a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., and a 3 p.m. scheduled time for that we can get you in at. What time would work best for you on that day, if that day works for you?
You said 1 or what time?
We have 10, 1, and 3.
10, 1, and 3? 1 would be good.
1 would be perfect. Alrighty, Joe. Yep. So I've got you down for July 8th, 2024. That will be a Monday, so that'll not be this coming Monday, but the Monday after. At 1, those appointments usually last about 2 hours. That's, we give them a 2-hour time window frame. If they do need to install the cable, if they do need to install the drop cable, they will do that on that day. So that appointment might last a little bit longer. Usually the technician is there for about an hour and a half to get service installed and make sure everything's good to go. I have you as Joe Fuca.
Yeah.
And we have joefuca042@gmail.com as your email. Phone number of 845-794-7110 as your phone number. And would you like to leave a message or a note for our technicians before have them, like, say, call me before you arrive, or let me know when you're on your way?
Yeah, just let me know when they're on the way, and, you know, I can meet them out there and watch them do whatever they got to do.
No worries about that, Joe. All right, I've got successfully scheduled your installation. You're good to go.
Did you say my number was again?
845-594-7110.
There you go. That's it.
Yeah. So, but we got We got you successfully installed and ready to go for on the 8th at 1. Is there anything else
Excellent.
I can help you? Is there anything else I can help you with today, Joe? All right.
No, I'm glad I got you.
Indeed. Thanks you. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, Joe, and we welcome you to the family.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
You too. Good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.